With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. Montana's firefighting aircraft returned to duty today after a helicopter crash grounded a state agency fleet as major wildfires broke out in recent days. A spokesperson says a safety review cleared the 6 remaining helicopters and 3 fixed-wing planes to resume operations. The results of that review were not made public immediately. Minor injuries were reported among the 5 personnel aboard the helicopter when it crash-landed while fighting against a fire east of Townsend. Almost 35,000 acres have burned in Montana so far in 2021, according to state and U.S. government data. The vast majority has burned in human-caused fires. The Robertson Draw fire burning south of Red Lodge grew minimally yesterday to 24,500 acres. According to an NCWeb update this morning, the fire remains 0% contained. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks asks the public to avoid boating on Cooney Reservoir north of Red Lodge, as scoop planes will be sourcing it for firefighting efforts. Camping and day use are permitted. Evacuation orders downgraded to warning status last night for the areas of North and South Grove Creek, Gold Creek, Ruby Creek, and Robertson Draw east to Highway 72, though residents are advised to remain vigilant. Northern Rockies Coordination Center says almost $2 million has been spent on firefighting efforts. There are currently more than 200 personnel on scene, according to NCWeb. Carbon, Yellowstone, and Stillwater County commissioners have declared Stage 1 fire restrictions, which triggers a ban on campfires and other open flames. Governor Greg Gianforte Friday issued an executive order that lifts hours of service requirements for commercial trucks so that they can deliver fuel to support fire suppression efforts. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for tomorrow afternoon and night in south central and southeast Montana, including the area of the Crooked Creek Fire, which today held at 5,100 acres with no containment. The Crooked Creek Fire is located on lands managed by the Custer-Gallatin National Forest, 25 miles east of Bridger in the Pryor Mountains, near the southern border of the Crow Reservation. This weekend's forecast of cooling weather and rain may assist crews fighting the Deep Creek Fire southeast of Helena. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kevin Trevlin reports the fire has held steady at roughly 4,600 acres since Thursday.
Fire spokesperson Margie Ferrucci says the cold front could keep the fire from spreading, including along the fire's steep northern perimeter, where crews are having trouble accessing spot fires.
More moisture in the air could definitely help.
Ferrucci says a crew separate from firefighting teams is drafting plans and beginning to lay water hose around the evacuated Grassy Mountain subdivision in case the fire gets closer. The Northern Rockies Coordination Center says the fire has burned 7 structures, but more information about their size wasn't available. The fire has cost $1.3 million to fight so far, according to a news release. Ferrucci didn't know whether that figure includes a state-owned helicopter that crash-landed near the fire Tuesday. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
You can find more local news on our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Aiden Morton.